Dr. Pinsky dictating, I'm Al, I am Ian. Silvania, S-I-L-V-A-N-I-A, DiBenedetto, D-E-B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O. Silvania DiBenedetto is a 46-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-6-17 when he fell. But as a result, he believes he injured his neck, upper and middle back, knee, and right shoulder, and everything on his right side. Perry did go to AtlantiCare emergency room the same day. Period. He went on for additional treatment, culminating in surgery on the right shoulder. Period. He also had two surgeries on the knee, followed by injections. That helps. Perry was being treated orthopedically by Dr. DeMarat. Perry states he completed his course of treatment with Rothman Orthopedics. Period. New paragraph. Actually, before the new paragraph, he did not convey the other two subject injuries of 6-5-11 and 9-9-12. Period. I've been advised that he was injured on 6-5-11. Period. And 9-8-16, he received 31% of permanent partial total disability for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of a lumbar sprain with annular tears at L4-5 and L5-S1, and a right knee sprain with a medial meniscal tear, patellar tendon friction slash tracking syndrome, and iliotibial band syndrome, minus 22.5% for the prior award, parentheses, apportioned approximately 20%. Lumbar and 15-20% right leg, close parentheses, period. He then filed a reopener alleging he is experiencing a worsening of his compensable conditions, period. Sorry, make that hard, compensable conditions. I just realized she's actually a female. New paragraph. There are voluminous medical records provided covering treatment back to 2011. Period. It will not be recited in its entirety here. Period. As per the records provided, Dr. DeMarat performed right knee surgery on 7-6-11 to be inserted here. Period. On 12-17-12, he also performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him post-operatively. She continued to see Dr. DeMarat regularly through 11-7-17. Period. On that occasion, he was seeing her for the work injury of 6-29-17. Period. Diagnoses were stable low back and cervical strains, right knee sprain and contusion that was stable and no progressive chondral injury. Period. He deemed she was at maximum medical improvement. Period. MRI showed no aggressive chondral or meniscal pathology. Period. She was going to continue with intermittent anti-inflammatories. She does have some residual neck and back pain, but they are stable. Period. Based upon that and imaging studies, progression of her complaints was not expected. Period. New paragraph. On 5-22-18, she saw Dr. DeMarat again, complaining of persistent right shoulder pain and stiffness. Period. She was concerned that she has concerns about her inability to work in the summer where she does very well financially and would like to try to push off surgery until September/October. Period. The diagnosis was right shoulder recurrent rotator cuff tear and bursitis, persistent with respect to the injury of 9-9-12. Period. Surgery had been done on 12-17-12. Period. She followed up on 8-28-18. and her anemia had stabilized. Apparently she was now ready to proceed with surgery. Period. She did undergo another right shoulder surgery on 9/10/18 to be inserted here. Period. Underline this. I cannot quickly find that operative reports. Period. She followed up post-operatively through 1/11/19. She was status post right shoulder rotator cuff repair. Period. He thought she was doing well overall. Period. She had residual soreness and tightness in the shoulder that are expected to improve. Period. He did give her anti-inflammatory medication. Period. She's also complaining of some right upper extremity numbness at times, which should improve with her Medrol dose pack. Period. He wanted to see her back at 6 months from surgery and approximately 2 months from now to ensure continued stability. Period. She then came in again on 1/25/19 relative to the injury of 6/29/17. Period. She reported her knee pain and low back pain had never fully stabilized. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the right knee. Period. Diagnoses were right knee contusion and sprain with persistent pain, comma, likely secondary to underlying patellofemoral disease, semicolon. Low back strain with persistent pain, comma, likely secondary to underlying disc disease and nerve irritation. Period. He noted review of previous MRI showed L5-S1 disc pathology that was mild in nature. Period. At this juncture, he recommended spine surgical consultation, but not pain management. Period. She was allowed to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. She continued to be seen through 8/11/20, having had surgery on 12/17/12 and 9/10/18. Period. She had last been seen regarding her shoulder over a year ago. Period. She has concomitant neck pathology and is being treated by an outside pain management physician for that. Period. He noted she had impingement signs of the shoulder, as well as apprehension to active and passive range of motion. Period. The rotator cuff strength appears to be stable. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. She is almost 2 years out from a revision rotator cuff repair with persistent pain. Period. She was to return in 1 month, and if symptoms did not stabilize, an MR arthrogram of the shoulder would be recommended. Period. She was seen on 11/20/20 relative to the injury of 9/9/12. Period. She had persistent right shoulder complaints and a previous cervical spine injury. Period. She still goes for some outside treatment at times. Period. She was not currently working as no work was available. Period. She was applying for a U.S. postal job, but she has not currently been hired. Period. She again had impingement signs. Period. He noted the recent MRI revealed persistent tearing around her previous repair and also shows signal change around her biceps tendon anchor, which can be progressive in nature. Period. They discussed various treatment options. Period. She agreed to proceed with another shoulder surgery. Period. She submitted to another surgery on 4/29/19 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up on 12/28/21 with respect to the injury of 6/27/17. 2016, appeared a recent right knee MRI was obtained. Appeared to reveal a small undersurface tear in the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, comma, mild effusion, comma, no ligament injury, comma, and no surrounding chondral damage, period. He gave a diagnostic impression of right knee posterior horn medial meniscal tear that was not related to the work injury. Appeared this was not present at the time of surgery in 2019 and was not present on her previous MRI. Period. Relative to that, she should proceed outside the workers' compensation system for treatment. Period. She was now released from active orthopedic care at full duty. Period. She did undergo a right knee MRI on 7/31/13. Period. There was no evidence of ligament or meniscal tear or cause for the patient's symptoms. Period. She had a lumbar MRI on 7/31/13. Period. It revealed degenerative changes of the lower lumbar spine without significant spinal canal stenosis. Period. On 11/14/12, she had a right shoulder MRI. Period. There was supraspinatus tendinopathy without full thickness tear or retraction. Period. The downsloped acromion contacts and causes mild deformity of the bursal surface of the supraspinatus. Period. There was minimal subdeltoid bursitis. Period. She also had an MRI of the right knee on 6/9/2011 with no comparisons. Period. There was a small oblique tear junction at the junction of the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus. Semicolon, minimal chondromalacia patella, semicolon, mild sprained lateral patellar retinaculum. Period. On 11/19/13, Dr. Tucker at Rothman Institute performed an independent medical evaluation. Period. He noted the highlights of her course of treatment and physical exam and render diagnoses that will be inserted here as marked. Period. New paragraph. On 2/8/21, she was seen at Rothman by Dr. Pepe. Period. He also noted her course of treatment and diagnostic workup that will be inserted as marked, along with his diagnoses to be inserted as marked. Period. She was quite emotional and with significant pain during her examination. Period. He agreed with Dr. DeMorant. She does have a significant contributing factor of her cervical spine and does appear to have a very low threshold for pain sensitivity. Period. Based upon the objective evaluation of MRI, her tissue was good even though she has had two previous repairs. Period. He felt she would stand to benefit from a repeat arthroscopy, comma, biceps tenodesis, comma, revision rotator cuff repair with a dermal allograft augmentation. Period. This would not cure her cervical radicular type complaints. Period. He saw causal need for the repeat surgery to the work injury of 2012. Period. He allowed her to work light duty, anticipating she would be out of work approximately 3 months post-operatively. Period. New paragraph. There was then a gap in treatment at Rothman until she presented to Dr. Axelrod on 4/15/21. Period. This was with respect to the 2017 fall at work onto a marble floor. Period. She has seen pain management and had Pamelor, gabapentin, Medrol, and hand splints, none of which gave her significant improvement. Period. She did have an injection to the neck, which helped her for a little while. Period. As of late, she has not been taking any medicine or using hand splints. Period. Her current pain is burning, sharp, 9/10, worse with lying down and better with standing. Period. He noted she was planning on having rotator cuff tear repair with Dr. Pepe in October. Period. Dr. Axelrod diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, right rotator cuff sprain, comma, cervical radiculitis, comma, and cervical disc displacement at C5-6. Period. He started her in Cymbalta and baclofen and ordered EMG of both upper extremities. Period. He noted the cervical spine MRI from 6-17-16. Report showed right central herniation at C5-6 that is mildly indenting to the ventral aspect of the cord. Period. She also has central disc herniations at C3-4 and C4-5. Period. MRI of the cervical spine from 2016 demonstrates right central disc herniation at C5-6. Period. Her earlier evaluations on 6-10-11 relative to the 6-5-11 injury will not be summarized here, but she was seen at Shore Orthopedics for that. Period. She followed up on 6-27-11 and 8-25-11. Period. She was status post right knee arthroscopy that was improving, as well as persistent lower lumbar strain. Period. He recommended additional therapy. Period. There was then a gap in care until 6-19-15. When she was seen by Dr. Zabinski. Period. His diagnoses were residual pain of the right knee, status post contusion and sprain with previous arthroscopy, demonstrating no significant internal derangement aside from a minimal area of chondromalacia, come a serial updated MRI scan suggesting some element of iliotibial band, lateral retinaculum, and lateral fat pad inflammation, semicolon, question some element of lateral radiating right leg pain related to the lumbar radiculopathy and unrelated to the right knee condition. Period. New paragraph. There was then a gap until she saw Dr. Pepe at Rothman on 5-2-22 for her right shoulder. Period. He started her on a Lataderm patch and gabapentin. Period. She was to continue physical therapy. Period. She was at full duty and maximum medical improvement relative to her shoulder. Period. Earlier notes show she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Korda on the dates described. Period. She did undergo an MRI of the right knee on 3-5-15 to be inserted here. Period. On 12-26-16, she had an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder compared to a study of 6-17-16. Period. Those results will be inserted here also. Period. New paragraph. She had neurosurgical consultation with Dr. Siddiqui on 6-19-17, period. He noted cervical MRI from 2-22-19 was compared with a prior MRI dated 12-20-12. Period. She has cervical spondylosis at multiple levels, which is pre-existing. Period. At C4-5, she has a bulge with superimposed left central disc protrusion with mild central canal stenosis, which is again noted, comma, mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. Period. This is pre-existing and not related to the injury of 6-19-17. Period. The previously noted central disc protrusion is not seen on the current study. Period. There was no central canal or foraminal stenosis noted. Period. The radiologist made a comment that there were no new disc herniations. Period. Dr. Siddiqui deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Neurologic evaluation was performed by Dr. Kurlan, K-U-R-L-A-N, on 9/24/19 relative to the accident of 6/29/17. Period. He diagnosed post-traumatic cervical and lumbar sprain with radicular features on the right in both the upper and lower extremities. Period. These were secondary to her fall of 6/29/17. Pre-ordered an MRI of the cervical spine as well as EMG/NCV of the legs. Period. She did have another cervical spine MRI. Period. He referenced it in his report of 11/20/19 that will be inserted as marked. Period. He explained the MRI findings were largely unchanged. She was going to continue follow-up with Dr. Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for management of her myofascial pain. Period. Depending on her response, she may require interventional procedures with Dr. Kwan. Period. She did see Dr. Kwan on 10/11/19. Period. He referred her for PENS treatment, as well as MRI of the cervical and lumbar sacral spines. Period. She was currently working full duty and could continue to do so. Period. On 2/5/20, she was following up after bilateral L3-S1 facet joint injections done on 1/14/20. Pritch reports 60% relief in her lower back pain symptoms. Period. She still had pain in the back and cervical spine. Period. He noted that she did undergo an EMG that will have to be found and inserted here. Period. New paragraph, and underline this. The following will have to be inserted earlier in the report and placed chronologically. Period. She saw Dr. McClure, MC, capital C-L-U-R-E, on 10/21/19 in follow-up. She still suffered from neck pain with radiation down the right arm to the hand, with paresthesias of the right hand, including numbness. She still complains of severe lower back pain with radiation down the posterior aspect of the right leg to the foot, with paresthesias of the right foot and front of the calf, including numbness. He noted reflexes were 1+, except knee jerks, which were 2+ and symmetrical. Period. He noted EMG of the lower extremities, perhaps done that day, was a normal study. Period. She also was seen in this practice on 11/8/19 by Dr. Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for a myofascial pain management treatment session. Period. This was administered and then repeated on 11/15/19. Period. She saw it him again on 11/22/19 when she accepted trigger point injections to the right trapezius muscle, comma, lower cervical and upper thoracic region, and bilateral lumbar paraspinal muscles. Period. Additional injections were given on 12/6/19 period. On 12/27/19, trigger point injections were deferred. Period. On 3/4/20, she saw Dr. McClure, physiatrist Dr. McClure. Period. He thought her exam was more consistent with a cervical origin rather than right wrist peripheral nerve entrapment. Brady recommended she see Dr. Kwan for further evaluation. Brady also noted EMG study revealed right C6 radiculopathy with features of ongoing denervation with right mild carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. On 1/14/20, Dr. Kwan did perform lumbar facet injections. Period. On 6/25/20, she returned for pain management follow-up with Dr. Wolf's physician assistant. Period. The plan was to perform C4-7 facet joint injections under fluoroscopy. Period. New paragraph. On 11/2/17, she underwent an MRI of the right knee compared to a study of 2/14/14. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. On 3/8/19, she had a right knee MRI arthrogram. Period. She then had a lumbar spine MRI. On 10/17/19, these results will be inserted here. Period. Another MRI of the cervical spine was given on 10/17/19, and compared to a prior study of 6/17/16. Period. These results will be inserted as well. Period. We do have the EMG done by Dr. McClure on 10/21/19. Period, as he noted in his progress note, there was right C6 radiculopathy and mild right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She did undergo a right shoulder MRI arthrogram on 9/17/20. Compared to the 8/14/17 MRI arthrogram. Period, those results will be inserted here. Period, and then physical exam. General appearance, she displayed signs of exaggeration throughout the examination. Period, extremities upper, there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder. Period, when adjusting her hair, she has full range of motion of the right shoulder and cervical spine. Period. Active right shoulder abduction and flexion were 120 and 145 degrees respectively with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, mirror, locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/-5 resisted right elbow flexion but was otherwise 5/5. Period, she would not cooperate sufficiently for provocative maneuvers to be tested at the shoulders. Period, extremities lower. Inspection revealed pain patches on the right knee, as were also seen on the lower back. Period, right hip, internal and external rotation were full, but elicited low back tenderness. Period, right knee flexion was from 0 to 85 degrees, with complaints of severe low back tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period, most of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period, pinprick sensation was diminished in a right stocking glove distribution, but was intact on the left. Period, manual muscle testing was 4/+/5, and volition lead limited for bilateral plantar flexor strength. Period, right quadriceps strength was ratchet-like. Period, strength was otherwise 5/5 manually. Pritchett a global tenderness to palpation about the right knee. Pritchett would not cooperate sufficiently for provocative maneuvers to be done at the right knee. Pritchett's cervical active flexion was to 45 degrees and right rotation to 60 degrees. Pritchett's left rotation, bilateral side bending, and extension were all full. Pritchett was tender to palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none at the left, in the midline, or the paravertebral musculature. Pritchett's thoracic, she was tender at the right paravertebral and interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels, but declined attempting to walk on her toes. Pritchett changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 30 degrees, complaining of low back tenderness despite it being in the neutral position. Pritchett sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 50 degrees. Pritchett extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were full. Pritchett right side bending elicited right shoulder pain that is non-physiologic. Pritchett was tender to palpation about the right greater trochanter and sciatic notch, but not the left. Pritchett the rest of those pain spots are normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 40 degrees found her to be markedly uncooperative with resistance. Period. However, while evaluating knee flexion, this was improved. Period. She had low back pain on the left elicited at an unspecified level. Period. Axial loading elicited complaints of increased low back pain and tearfulness. Period. She also had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Sylvania Di Benedetto alleged work injuries on 6-5-11, 9-9-12, and 6-6-6-26-16. Period. She had extensive treatment and diagnostic workup with various surgeries being performed. Period. She has already received orders approving settlement on the first two claims and then reopened them. Period. The petitioner was seen by numerous specialists. Period. She had serial diagnostic studies that were compared with each other. But despite all of her treatment, she remained subjectively symptomatic. Period. She stopped working for the insured on 5-6-23, but did not explain why. Period. As of 10-28-22, she started working at the grooming shop while grooming dogs. Period. She claims that her hands hurt when doing these activities. Period. She also reports her symptoms are the same now as when they first began, but this reflects stability in her subjective perception of pain and other restrictions since she received her orders approving settlement. Period. Therefore, I would offer no increase in the amounts of disability that she was previously awarded. Period. I will have to offer a level of permanency to the 6-26-17 fall involving her cervical spine, right shoulder, right knee, and lumbar spine. Period. Underline this. This will be very complicated, unfortunately, to extract that from the follow-up treatment she was getting for the previous injuries. Period. and